This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. United Airlines began taking reservations today for its new discount carrier. It's called TED, as in United. Executives hope the new venture will help the bankrupt airline become profitable again by recapturing business loss to discount carriers. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
United's new airline will be based here in Denver, and executives say TED will have a different personality than its parent, one that's hipper and maybe a little bit edgy. This is clear once you visit TED's website, click on TED's poetry, and you get an odd salute to denim, movies with orangutans, and macaroni and cheese.
TED is about having some fun. TED is about being a little bit less formal.
That's Sean Donahue. He's United's vice president in charge of TED. He says the purpose of the new airline is to respond to customers who've been leaving United for discount carriers like Southwest, JetBlue, and Frontier. David Field with Airline Business Magazine says the discounters have been nipping at the heels of the big guys for years.
These airlines have gained in market share everything that the big airlines have lost. Since September 11th, they've become over 30% of the U.S. market.
United is not alone in trying to recapture some of these lost customers by imitating the discounters. Delta started a new airline called Song last spring, and American is toying with the idea too. But industry analyst Mike Boyd doesn't think United's venture will work. He says the airline still has higher costs than its competitors, which leads him to believe TED is nothing more than a marketing gimmick.
I mean, take a look at their website. It's a clear example of what happens when you let your ad agent out unsupervised. They do stuff like this. I mean, a salute to macaroni and cheese? Come on.
Boyd says United does not need an image makeover. Rather, he says it needs to trim costs. The airline says it's doing that, too. Over the next couple of years, United plans to cut $5 billion in annual expenses. But Boyd says the airline should do that before launching TED.
Fix the airline you have. Don't repaint it and start another brand in the middle of it. Doesn't make a lick of sense.
Boyd worries customers might be confused by TED, especially if they have to use United for one leg of a trip and TED for the other. But David Field with Airline Business Magazine says the experiment might also be good for flyers if TED's fares turn out to be lower than its competitors. But he's not so sure United's investors are going to benefit.
I only bet on sure things, so I'm sure not betting on TED.
United Airlines VP Sean Donahue takes such criticism in stride.
Well, to the doubters, I say that it's easy to comment on TED and our business model before we even launch it. I think it's more appropriate to comment once we're up and running and we start showing results.
The test of TED will come soon. United plans to repaint about 45 of its planes with TED in big letters on the side and will begin flying them in February. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.